for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
An absolute cracker to open round 16 of the AFL season here at the MCG. 66,407 people seeing Hawthorn 9-13-67 defeat Collingwood 9-9-63. So the Magpies now 10-5 and opening the door for West Coast to climb into second position.
More importantly,
yes.
When the Cats win tomorrow night,
three games clear of third.
Wow.
Yeah, it's massive, isn't it? That's going to be, yeah. Well, look, if they're not finishing top two anyway, this is just going to make it a little bit more.
They're not losing a game for the rest of the year, the Cats.
I reckon they lose one or two.
Tell you what, though, Collingwood finishes fourth and Geelong finishes top. They lose that final down at GMHBA.
Don't mention the war.
True. There's only one team that the Cats can play at GMHBA, lock, I think. And that also then will be dependent on...
Any interstate team will be down there, won't it?
No, it'll only be the Giants.
Really?
Yep. Brisbane. You can play Brisbane there, surely. No.
West Coast?
They haven't got a massive following here.
West Coast will be here.
So Geelong and West Coast will be here. You've got to look at history. The Geelong and West Coast final of 2011 prelim final drew a massive crowd.
59,000.
They could play Brisbane at GMHBA Stadium.
They'll look at the prelim from 2004 and the crowd there. Brisbane have got a fairly good following. Pete Ryan did say that earlier. I think the Giants is the only hope. Okay. But the other thing that will work against them is that if, right now, potentially there'll only be three Victorian sides in the finals.
Yep. At the moment, as it sits, five interstaters.
Yep. Three. So Geelong, Collingwood and Richmond. If Collingwood end up finishing third and having to go to Perth, and it's only Geelong and Richmond hosting finals, Geelong will have to play. Geelong will play the Giants here. They will want to play two MCG finals that weekend.
Oh, well, we're putting carts before horses, but, yeah, I just thought that loss to Collingwood tonight really opened.
And the other one is this: there's always a series ticket game, and the Richmond game won't be the series ticket because Richmond will get 95,000 to an elimination final no matter who they play. So that series ticket game will be allocated as the Geelong game, and they'll have to play it here for those series ticket holders. So the Giants is the only hope for the Cats, and there will need to be three finals in Victoria that weekend. And it's all economies of scale. It's money. And until people work that out, 34,000 at GMHBA Stadium is not going to cut it for anybody other than probably the Giants, Fremantle, Gold Coast, and that's probably it. You're not going to get the Eagles, you're not going to get the Lions, you're not going to get either of the Adelaide teams. Because the Adelaide teams travel.
There wouldn't be the Adelaide teams.
Anyway, well, I digress. Yeah. Fifth quarter, Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Lockie, you're back from the room. St John O'God Hospital. Any injury issues to report from either side?
Just a nasty shiner for young Mitch Lewis that he's going to wake up with tomorrow.
Nice story for all the chicks, I think, on the circuit.
One
on the circuit.
What are you, the great cricketer?
On the circuit. It's gold.
One eye open, one eye... He will be sleeping with one eye open. Mitch Lewis, thank you for that. St John O'God Hospital, your emergency department specialist. Good job tonight from you, Locke. Let's have a look at some stats for Kerrs High before we get our steamatic standout, please, Bucky.
Come on, Bucky.
Yeah, just the big one was the inside 50s. Collingwood only had 35, Hawthorn 57, so it's 22 more inside 50s. Collingwood won just about every other stat. Won contested possessions by 20 and won clearances by 11. But Hawthorn deserved to win the game. Sicily, outstanding. 14 marks, 28 touches. Impey, great. 25 touches. Isaac Smith, 25. Hardwick, 23 and a goal. O'Meara, 23. Warple, 23 and a goal. Shields, 20. 18 to Scully. A couple of goals to Bruce from 17 touches in his 200th game. And a couple of goals each to Mitch Lewis was good tonight. 7 marks, 16 touches. And Oliver Hanrahan, kicked 2 goals. Chuck, in that last quarter, he got the first one. And then got the... Was it the last one he got as well, Hanrahan?
No, Bruce got the last one.
He did too. Phillips for Collingwood had 31 disposals. Trelaw, 31. Side bottom, 28. Crisp, 26. 25 to Pendlebury. Degoe, 21 at 2 goals. Moore, 21. Disposals, 6 marks. Quainer in his debut game, 18 touches.
He's got something.
Yeah, he was okay tonight. 17 to Hoskin Elliott, 2 goals straight. Was their major goal kicker. crowd of 66,047 saw Hawthorn 9-13-67 upset Collingwood 9-9-63.
Thank you for that, Bucky. AFL Fantasy Football powered by Telstra. Can you give us the top three for both teams, please?
I can tell you that for the Hawks, Sicily had 121, Impey 96 and Warple 88. And for the Pies, Crisp 117, Phillips 111 and Treloar 102.
Thank you for that, Bucky. Good work by you. Steamatic standout. Don't panic. Call Steamatic Michael Barlow. I reckon I could narrow it down to two, and they both played in defence for Hawthorn.
Yep. No, you're right. I've narrowed it down to one because it's my responsibility to pick the Steamatic standout. I'm going with James Sicily. I think Mitch Lewis deserves a mention. He was fantastic. He played it lone hand when the others weren't going. Bruce came into the game later. Pioppolo came into the game a little bit later. But Lewis was the one that went the longest and kept them in the game for four quarters. But James Sicily's game was absolutely outstanding. As Bucky said, 23 kicks. He took the 14 marks up till three-quarter time. Five of them was contested. He didn't take a contested mark in the last quarter. But he was absolutely outstanding. That experiment with Sicily down forward a couple of weeks ago, I think, will be short-lived.
Extremely. Yeah, he's found his niche down forward. Good job there from you, Michael Barlow. Don't panic. Call Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Now 35 staff working for Steamatic Geelong, and they regularly train to stay up to date on the latest technologies and techniques that are vital in maintaining the expertise and cutting-edge services to their ever-expanding territory. Thank you, Michael Barlow.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.